Don't buy Bird Dog's khaki shorts. They're basically just like Lululemon, but they have a bird as a logo. You don't want that. Their website looks like it was made by a 12-year-old. Don't bother visiting it. These idiots can never even keep their products in stock. You shouldn't even waste your time trying. You'll hate Bird Dog's because of their stretch material and tailored fit that makes your legs look and feel great. Nuh-uh. Just don't buy Bird Dog's. You won't like them. Don't go to birddogs.com/MLB, or I promise you'll regret it. Do not visit birddogs.com/MLB or get the free tumbler they're offering.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments, so I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Get 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I would happen to be JR. You couldn't tell by now. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. Thank you to everybody who's tuned in through any point throughout the course of the night. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you so much to Jack Stern, our producer for tonight, holding it down in New York City. Thank you to you for listening. You could be on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate anywhere in North America. You could be tuning in on the free Odyssey app, SiriusXM channel 158, or a smart speaker. It's been an eventful day, an eventful week. Damn it, sometimes I wake up and I gotta go, where am I? Feel like I was just in D.C., now I'm back in Georgia, tomorrow, New York City, WFAN, and then back to Atlanta. I'm just all over the damn place. But I'm happy, I'm thrilled. To talk about sports is cool, so thank you for joining me along for the ride, or being along for the ride. There's no show without you. There's no JR Sport Brief without everybody, anybody who's ever tuned in. Millions of people who've watched, millions of people who've listened, people who have seen me on television at a bar and just go, hey, JR, I saw you on NBA TV. I'm like, yeah, I'm just talking about basketball, just minding my business. But thank you so much to everybody. Look, Bryce Young agrees to his rookie deal. C.J. Stroud doesn't have his yet. Anthony Richardson doesn't have his yet. Messi makes his debut for Inter Miami. Such a big deal. Of course, he scores the game-winning goal. The U.S. women's national team in soccer, they win their opening matchup against Vietnam 3-0. I thought that they were going to do more than that, maybe destroy them 6-0. I guess that'll come later on down the pipe. Just a busy, busy day. The Giants, they add James Robinson because Saquon Barkley didn't sign his franchise tag. He could still sign, but, you know, it might be a little bit of a, hey, if you don't come, everybody's replaceable. We talked about Stephen A. Smith, had a very clear statement about Shannon Sharp, hoping that Shannon just joins ESPN, and we'll play that for you in a few seconds. It's just been a busy, busy day. And also momentarily, we'll talk about the Washington football team. Magic Johnson made it very clear that we might change the name. And for fans in Washington, D.C., I mean, are you upset? Do you care? We'll talk about that in a second. Hey, I mentioned this Stephen A. Smith thing, and we even had an interesting caller. I don't know what he was smoking or drinking on a Friday night. I said that I'm sick of Skip Bayless. He basically bit off more than he could chew. He pushed Shannon Sharp out, not necessarily, but his behavior did. And now Shannon Sharp may go to ESPN and I guess put the final nail in the coffin for that dude, at least his career. Not trying to kill the man off, certainly not. And Stephen A. Smith, he was on his own podcast, and he basically confirmed the rumors this afternoon. And he said, yeah, we are trying to get Shannon Sharpe. He said, I want Shannon Sharpe. Listen to Stephen A. Smith, how he starts off speaking like a normal individual, and then he starts to scream. Listen here.
I want Shannon Sharpe on First Take, and I aim to get him. We are definitely talking to Shannon Sharpe. The conversations are official. The reports have not been misnomers or misreports or anything like that. We are talking to him, and I'm hopeful, and very confident that ultimately we will be announcing sooner than later that he will be on First Take. Anything could happen now. Because I don't make those decisions. I have bosses. But damn it, Shannon, Club, Shay Shay, and anything else. I don't give a damn if he brings a bottle of Hennessy with him. I want him on First Take. All this politically correct stuff and being quiet. I want Shannon Sharpe on First Take. Okay? Period.
If you didn't understand what he said, he wants him on First Take. That's what he wants. Okay. All right, let's see how many more people we get to have screaming on TV. Skip Bayless is going to have nobody to scream at. So we've talked about that. And so change is inevitable. Whether you happen to be Skip Bayless or Stephen A. Smith, he's going through some changes. He wasn't over here doing First Take forever. About a decade ago, he was fired from ESPN and then brought back to do First Take, and it basically... it boosted him up to where he is in his career now, thanks to Skip Bayless. And so things always have to change. Washington Commander fans, they understand that. They are in store for a great change. I mean, you got Magic Johnson as a face of your franchise. How the hell you go from Dan Snyder to Magic Johnson? That's like winning that Powerball. Hey, Jack, you play Powerball?
No, I'm like an old lady when it comes to the lottery. I only play $1 scratch-off tickets.
Oh, I don't play it at all. But wasn't the Powerball like $1 billion or something, or am I missing it?
No, it was actually $1 billion right on the nose, which is completely immoral because nobody's going to need $1 billion in their lifetime. Nobody's even going to need $500, $700 million, which is going to be the payout after taxes, depending on what state you live in. And all of the people playing, if the money was more evenly distributed, could benefit a lot more. So it's just an embarrassment that we're living in a country where the lottery is $1 billion and we're going to be determined to allow someone to binge spend the rest of their life because they win while everyone else is in debt and poor.
All right, I didn't ask for all of that, but thank you. Maybe they'll fix the roads with the money. Maybe the person will donate. No, I mean, Daniel Snyder got $6 billion to leave. What's he going to do with that money? Nothing. No ideas. No.
No. I mean, maybe buy a golf course, Go on a vacation, get back into the yacht business because that was how he got rich in the first place. A lot of people don't really know that. About Snyder. First, he was a tourism guy. Then he leased out private jets. Then it was boats. He was obsessed with all these expensive hobbies. Maybe he pursues one of them, but hopefully whatever he decides to do, he's doing something good because it seems like he's engaged in a lot of very immoral behavior.
Unlikely. I think with $6 billion, he can set himself up to continue to be a disgusting pervert. Now, having said that, he got $6 billion. He can go away. Here's the bright side for the Commander fans. He's gone. And Magic Johnson is in with Josh Harris. And even though Magic Johnson only has 4% of the team, there's room for optimism. Magic Johnson told the fans earlier today, he's like, listen, I'm going to make sure this is a franchise you could be proud of. I'm going to make sure that the players can play, the coaches can coach, and they don't got to worry about none of this crap that they had to deal with from Dan Snyder. Listen to what Magic Johnson had to say earlier on Friday.
I called when Josh and I talked. The first thing I said was, do you want to win? And he said, yes. I said, I'm in. Because I don't invest in sports teams to just for ego. I invest to win.
Yeah, but he continued on. Not just about for what he's going to do personally.
and what he looks to gain and what he wants to do. Magic Johnson continued on about what he would do for the fan base, for the team, for the players. Listen to this.
I'm supposed to be here and be a part of this incredible franchise. And I would say this. We've been meeting and we're ready for the challenge. We want to take all the headaches away from the players and coaches. We want them to concentrate on being great football players and winning games and coaching games. We want to make it easy for them, and that's what we're going to do. And I think that Josh touched on it. It's about excellence, best in class, doing everything the right way, and then over-delivering to our fan base. And we're going to do just that.
Over-delivering, I like that. It's like it's like when I order French fries and there's a tater tot in there. I go, I didn't ask for that, but I'm happy it's there. It's when you get something unexpected, you get a little bit more bang for your buck. I'll take it. And how about this one? Along with everything that Magic Johnson said publicly, he also spoke to the Today Show. And Magic Johnson was asked this question. Hey, what about the team name? We know you just became the Commanders from the Washington football team and the Skins prior to that. Are y'all going to change the name again? This is what Magic Johnson had to say about that.
I think, Craig, everything's on the table, right? Especially after this year. We'll see where we are with the name, but I can't say that right now.
Listen, change the name. Both he and Josh Harris have basically said that this upcoming year, this upcoming season, is going to be about evaluating everything going on with the Commanders. Everything. Including the stadium, which hopefully they can get a little bit closer to the city. It's sitting up on 495 right now. And get a little bit closer into the city. But back to the name. This franchise has been in existence since 1932 when they started off in Boston. They took on that old name back in 1933. They moved to D.C. in 1937. And since then, this entire time, they held that name, the one that Daniel Snyder swore up and down he would never change. And then we know there was corporate pressure to change the name in 2020. They became the Washington football team. 2 years after that, for last season, the first one, they became the Commanders, ignored so many names that people wanted. Red Tails, Red Wolves, whatever the hell you want to call them. They became the Commanders. And then they gave them a dumbass mascot, one of the worst mascots I've ever seen in my life. I think the only thing in comparable is probably that stupid pelican in New Orleans. Sorry. It's a major tutty. I'm supposed to go to a football game. I got to look at Major Tutty as my mascot. If Major Tutty was my mascot, I'd quit the team. But anyway, Major Tutty, they may cook him up. A giant pig, literally. You just heard Magic. They might look into changing the name. And they should. Wipe clean the slate from anything having to do or deal with Daniel Snyder. Daniel Snyder's team couldn't even get the release proper when it came down to the Commanders. A helicopter outside of the stadium was able to zoom in to a merchandise store in the stadium and go, all I see is Commanders merchandise. They're going to name the team the Commanders. The Commanders couldn't even announce it themselves. They're so inept. Change the name. And no, don't go backwards historically. Move forward. I don't got no horse in the race. I don't know what they should call the Commanders if they should change the name, which I believe they will do. Red Tails, Red This, I don't know. I actually like the Washington football team better than the Commanders, but Commanders are stale. And how you got a team? I still don't get it. How you got a team named the Commanders? And I get it. You put a helmet on a pig and call him Major Tutty. Who thinks of this stuff? Pay thousands of dollars for somebody to sit around and think of this. The Commanders aren't the only team, now that I think about it, in professional sports that need a new name. We got some dumb ones. We already got some.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
Hi, my name is PJ Vogt. I host the podcast Search Engine, where every week I hunt down the answers to the questions I can't get out of my head. Like, why are drug dealers poisoning their customers with fentanyl? Or, is my local sushi restaurant a part of an international scam? Or, how sad are the monkeys at the zoo? If you, like me, find this world bewildering, but also sometimes enjoy being bewildered by it, check out the show. On the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you listen.
Stupid mascots. I told you Major Tutty is at the top of my list. I wish that purple thing, well, he's not purple. What's that orange thing? Gritty. I wish Gritty would just beat the living hell out of Major Tutty. Gritty is a great mascot. Philadelphia, thank you. Anyway, the Pelicans, not only is their mascot stupid, name is dumb. I get it. You out in the Gulf, it's pelicans out there, big beak things flying in the air. I get it. That's a stupid name for a basketball team. New Orleans could have done better than the Pelicans. How violent they are, right? Scary. Ooh, scared of the Pelicans. The Browns got a stupid name. They do. Sorry, my apologies to everybody out of Cleveland. They probably think the name JR is stupid. That's fine, too. Don't care. Name the name after Paul Brown. And think Browns, I think poop. Think crap. That's exactly where the Browns have been. The Orlando Magic, they have a dumb name. I think the only thing that saves them is that mascot stuff, blowing that stuff out of his ears. Pretty good mascot. What do you call someone who plays for the Magic? Are they a Magic Man? Is that what it is? Hey, we got some dumb names, people. I didn't even get into some of the college ranks. Oh, my God. But if we're going to start changing names, yeah, change the Commander's name. And then please, please, get to the Pelicans. I know the Jazz moved and they went out to Utah so they can't take the name back, Jazz. That would have been perfect. New Orleans Jazz, perfect. We can't come up with another name? I'm trying to think of nothing that doesn't include food. Zion doesn't need to think about food. New Orleans has great culture, but that name Pelicans? Oh, we can do better than that. I would say the Bourbon Street Drunks, but that wouldn't fly in corporate America. You know what? The phone lines are open to you right now. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. What are some stupid team names in the world of sports? I mean, the New York Knicks, they're named after stockings. They're named after knickerbockers, knickers on your socks. They're named after stockings. What are the Nets named after? I don't even know what the Nets are named after. We got some dumb names in the world of sports. What team has a terrible name? Maybe they should follow in the footsteps of Washington and change it as well. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who has a terrible team name? Damn, Shohei Ohtani. He gave up 5 runs tonight. Sheesh. I guess that finger still hurts. 6 1/3 innings pitched. He gave up 4 home runs, 5 runs total. He now has a record of 8-5. ERA is 3.71, and the Angels had his back tonight. He didn't have to score runs for himself. The Angels beat the Pirates 8-5. Shohei Ohtani, for the first time in his career, giving up 4 home runs. That man is still the MVP, folks. Give him the award today. Give it to him tomorrow. And he'll be wearing another uniform sooner than later. It won't have Angels. Angels are a pretty cool name. Come from, you know, we think about when Disney had them, Pryor, Anaheim, and Los Angeles, etc. Angels are a good team name, I'd say. I told you before we went to break, Magic Johnson, Josh Harris, they've both pretty much said, yeah, we're going to look into changing the name. Not right now. And I'm saying to myself, great, because the Commanders suck. They were better off just being called the Washington Football Team. That was fine by me, better than the Commanders. And so I think it'll take a year, a couple of years, and they'll go ahead and they'll change the name again. Now, having said that, there are a lot of other teams that need some new names, okay? The Orlando Magic. Like, y'all had a contest for the fans, and that's the best that y'all came up with, the Magic. Did you think about Mickey, a magic wand, Disney? Like, what? The Magic? The Pelicans. How threatening are they? Not at all. It's stupid. Got a lot of dumb names here in the world of sports. The Browns, named after a guy, but they're still the Browns, reminiscent of crap. Anyway. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Sydney calling from Columbia, South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Hey, Sydney, you're on the radio.
Hey, I'm sorry, bro. Sorry. I just got back in my car. I was pumping some gas. JR, my bad. Okay. I figured I'd be on a little later than
How much is the gas per gallon?
One second. I don't want to make you have to say that thing of disconnect your.
What the hell?
I wanted to talk to you, brother, about those crazy names, man. And it got me thinking about the Lakers and how their name kind of doesn't really fit, you know, their origins, if you will.
It does. It came from Minneapolis, the land of 1,000 lakes. It makes sense.
Oh, no. I mean, it makes sense if they were still in Minneapolis. It doesn't make sense.
Oh, no, no, man. They moved. Who cares? Let them stay.
Okay. Oh, well, you know, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not trying to hit it like that. I just thought it was a little off. I mean, I'm not opposed to the name. I just thought it was kind of like, huh. Given the history, I was just like always like, man, you know, if the Lakers were to ever change their name, what would it be? Because those origins came from Minneapolis, that's all.
Oh, but it's so classic. It's not a stupid name. It's not a dumb name. It's rooted in its origins, so I can deal with that.
Okay.
I'm fine. I just think we got some silly ones. Like what? Why are we calling a team the Magic?
That's fair.
You know, the Lakers, and the thing is, the Lakers have had so much success. They're one of the most famous sports franchises on planet Earth. People who don't follow or know anything about basketball know Lakers, you know? So I can't fault them. I think they're worse, man. I think they're worse.
Okay. Well, I'll be honest with you, man. Of the many times that I've gotten to listen to you, I really appreciate what you represent and how you speak about sports, and this is not necessarily the main thing that I would have ever wanted to talk to you about, because I feel like you hit some really poignant kind of topic, man. You know, so just wanted to chime in and hear your voice and say what's up, brother.
Well, question for you. Thank you for the kind words. How much was the gas per gallon that you just pumped?
Woo! Down here in South Cackalacky, man, it's about almost 315, 319, I think it was.
Yeah. That's how much I put in my car a couple of days ago. Okay.
Not yeah, you're down in Atlanta, so you're in the South.
Yeah, but I don't get my gas in the middle of the city. Hell no.
You cannot.
Paying $3.50 for no
beauty, man.
Yeah, I ain't paying $3.50 for no gas. They can keep it. Not at all.
Straight up.
Hey, thank you, Sydney. Be safe out there.
I just also say, man, you know, hearing you and Shep, I like y'all's vibe. I like your camaraderie. I used to listen to Shep a long time ago, so I just want to throw a little shout out his way as well.
Oh, most definitely. Well, thank you, Sydney. We like Shep. Hey, appreciate you.
Hey, I'm going to tag back in, though, when we got something else to talk about. You know,
I had to
think hard about how to tap into the stupid names. Not to say that you don't have topics to talk about, but, yeah, I know how you hit it, bro.
I'm here. Well, thank you, Sydney. Appreciate you.
Hey, take care, brother.
You too. Let's go to San Diego and talk to Michael. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Nothing much, man. Thanks for taking my call. Just randomly flipping through the station, and yeah, I heard you talking about Washington and that hole of a pit that it's been for all of its sports teams.
Yeah. You know what?
But
you know, I'm sorry to interrupt you. My apologies. But you know what? It's not just the Commanders that have a stupid name. The Wizards.
Oh, absolutely.
The Wizards got a dumb one, too.
Absolutely. The Wizards. And it's kind of like when people started saying that they're going to be called the Wizards, and then kind of learning about it in history class at that time, finding out that, you know, Wizards are also known as clan members, like heads of clan members or wizards. And it's kind of like, wow, you're doing this in a chocolate city now.
Wow.
I don't think they thought that through.
You went somewhere where I didn't even think about it. I just thought that it was a dumb name coming off of Bullets.
We all thought it was a dumb name, too. I wish it was still the Bullets.
I mean,
the city was pretty wild back then. But Washington, I mean, I wish that – I understand that the name is now inappropriate, the old name that they had. And coming from Washington, now living in San Diego, when I lived in Washington, I never thought the – am I allowed to say the old team name on the radio?
Everybody knows it's the Skins, but we know.
Okay, so I just don't know anymore. I don't want to push anybody's buttons or anybody's shoes.
So when you
wear that shirt and jersey back east, there's not a lot of tribes. I live in San Diego now, and I wore that shirt around. I'm like, wow, this may actually be offensive. Didn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but now that it did. But in my opinion, you change the name to the Washington Natives and keep the logo, and then kind of shows like a representation, kind of like a history of what Washington was.
I don't even think. It's been said by Josh Harris and Magic Johnson. They don't want anything to do with Daniel Snyder, and I don't blame them. And so I think even tapping that deep or that far back into the history, it's time to move forward. If this franchise is going to exist, Washington has to be about 90, 91, 92, 93 years old. If they're going to exist, if the NFL still exists, if the world still exists another century from now, like let's build some new history. Everything that's been done is done.
That burgundy and gold is ingrained in Washingtonian. In Washingtonian.
Bro, I ain't talking about the colors.
I understand that.
I'm not saying that we should wipe the purple and gold from the Lakers or take silver and black from the Raiders or make the Knicks yellow. I'm not talking about the colors. I'm talking about not associating with the nonsense that Daniel Snyder did. And one thing that he did almost into his ownership grave, I'm never going to change this. I'm never going to do that. And he crapped on everybody. And so
we never liked him.
We never liked the guy.
We're happy that he's gone. But,
yeah,
I know that.
But that's the point. Don't go backwards. Go forward. I'm sure they're going to respect the history, but they don't want nothing to do with this guy.
But if you're washing away 94 years, 93 years
bro.
To a man that owned the team for only, what, 10, 11 years?
No, he owned the team for about 25.
He got it in 94, right?
He owned the team for about 25 years. Here's the thing. There's no erasing. Thank you, Michael, for calling from San Diego. Nobody's going to forget about the Hogs, okay? Nobody's going to forget about the championships. Nobody's going to forget about Joe Gibbs. Nobody's going to forget about that. To change the name again does not wipe away the history. It keeps them away from this idiot who just had the commander's name. That's it. And they don't need to go back to Skins, which that stupid idiot wanted to just hang his hat on, despite people just telling him, hey, there are people that are offended. Enough people are offended. Change it. There's no eraser. Nobody's kicking them out the league and saying, oh, go play over there. That's not the case at all. Martin is calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, since you live down there in the South, I thought you would know who the what the state bird is of Louisiana.
I do know what the state bird is of Louisiana. I still think it's a stupid name. I spend a lot of time in New Orleans. I see a lot of pelicans. I see a lot of birds, and I think the name is still stupid.
Well, it is fitting, and you're talking about the magic. I know they did name it after Disney, since Disney's in Orlando. They named it after Disney, but I never understood the Indiana Pacers unless it meant the pace car for the Indianapolis 500. But
that would happen to be accurate, yes.
And what about the Dodgers? How'd they get their name? I know it was in Brooklyn,
I don't know the history of that one. No, I don't.
They used to be called the Brooklyn Robins before they were the Dodgers.
I don't know the origin of the Dodgers name. That's something to look up. If I was going to think about the name now of them being called the Dodgers, I would think about violence, but I know that's not the case.
I think it was dodging traffic in New York. I think that's the pedestrians just had to dodge traffic. I think that's how it came about.
Well, that's possible. Have you ever been on? You ever been out in Brooklyn?
No. As far east of I've been to Tennessee. That's as far east as I've gone. I've never been to the Northeast. I played minor league baseball, and I was in Tennessee.
Have you been to New Orleans?
No. My minor league baseball team was in Elizabeth in Tennessee playing for the Minnesota Twins. And we just traveled around with all small cities in Kentucky, Virginia, and West Virginia.
Hey, do yourself a favor. Go to New Orleans and get some food. And then tell me if you see a pelican, okay?
I love jambalaya.
Well, you ain't had none until you've been in Louisiana, Martin.
All right, buddy.
All right, thank you. Appreciate you. Martin ain't had no jambalaya. He hasn't. Sorry, Martin. Can't call me from California telling me you had some jambalaya. Who made it? That's a sham. Shout outs to everybody in New Orleans on WWL. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls before we roll out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Man, what a busy night we've had. Messi's debut. He scored the game-winning goal. U.S. Women's National Team. They beat Vietnam and their World Cup open. They beat them 3-0. Shohei Ohtani, he gets smacked around tonight. He still ends up with a win on the mound. We find out about the Commanders, Magic Johnson, Josh Harris. Let everybody know. Yeah, maybe down the line we'll get to changing the name. Giants add James Robinson. Saquon hasn't signed his franchise tag. Stephen A. Smith lets everybody know, yes, we're talking to Shannon Sharp. We're trying to bring him over to ESPN. Bryce Young signs his contract. Melvin Gordon is a member of the Ravens. Hopefully he doesn't fumble the opportunity. My apologies. James Harden wants out. And how about this? I didn't even get to this. Patrick Mahomes is also a 99. He has a 99 rating in Madden, okay? What a surprise. He's best quarterback in the game. What else can we say? Okay, let's get some more of your calls before we roll out. Talking about the name change, I delivered a few names that I thought were absolutely terrible in sports. Pelicans have a crap name. What an intimidating bird that is, right? I think the Orlando Magic, that name is bad. And also, thank you so much to David Deluz, if I'm saying that correctly. He says, yeah, the Brooklyn Dodgers, it wasn't traffic. It was trolley traffic. And trolleys which don't exist in Brooklyn anymore. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Jim, he's calling from Detroit. Tigers are a good name. Lions are a good name. Red Wings a good name. Jim, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, man? I thought a good name for New York would be a New York Nightmares, man.
Yeah, that would be appropriate for the Knicks.
Yeah, for the Knicks, have a mascot as a Reaper walking around.
Well, I think that would be their owner, James Dolan, but that would make sense.
You're right about that.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a mean little fellow. Anything else you got, Jim?
No, that's about it, man. I'm in and out quick.
Okay, how about that? Poof. Joe is calling from Alabama. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Joe?
Oh, you got me, man. Can you hear me?
Yes, you are live and loud. Go ahead.
Okay, I don't want to go way back to Wayne, when Wayne called.
Wayne?
Yeah, Wayne called. This is way back. I was traveling, so I heard.
Is that the guy who said I was supporting Skip Bayless, him?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's on. He's had a fun Friday night, I guess. Yeah. What about him?
I'm gonna be honest with you. Wayne gave his opinion. Wayne got upset because you belittled Wayne, and the problem we have with radio talk show hosts now, who I used to be one, but there's a platform.
Yeah.
And I thought you tried to belittle Wayne, and that's why Wayne hung up because you
put Wayne on hold. Hold on while I belittle you. Hold on. Thank you, Joe. Thank you for holding on. I didn't belittle Wayne. I told Wayne the truth because I sat here and said something for 20 whole minutes, and he called and tried to argue the point that I went out and told the man and said something that didn't come out of my mouth. I provided clarity. Now listen to me, Joe. Thank you, as I belittle you now. This is something that I've been doing for a very long time. And sometimes you got to make some sense. If Wayne never wants to talk to me or I'm the worst human being ever, then so be it. I'm not going to lose any sleep. I don't think anybody else will. And so, Joe, I don't apologize. I don't. Because to call me and tell me that I said something that is the complete opposite of what I've said for 20 minutes is absolutely hilarious, and it will be highlighted. Thank you, Joe. Sean is calling from Iowa. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Sean? Hey, Sean, you're live on the radio. I guess Sean also ended up in that same Twilight Zone net. Hey, Jack, what was that guy's name? The one that I belittled? What's his name?
Man, I'm blanking right now. I can't remember.
I don't remember his name either.
It's irrelevant, though, I guess. I mean, you want to...
No, it's not.
I take those words back as soon as they left my mouth. I mean, you want to remember who he is because he was so memorable, but on the
Wayne,
flip side...
His name is... Slow down. His name is Wayne. Maybe that other guy is with... maybe he's with Wayne. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, just maybe.
Quite possible. Anyway... 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's been a busy week. Man, it's been busy. I returned. I can't even tell you when I returned. I was gone for about a week, and then I came back, and then everything happened in the world of the free agency, and I come back, and then there's All-Star Games. I come back, and I'm at D.C. hanging out with Special Olympics for the Unified Game. I come back, and Messi is scoring goals, and LeBron is watching him. And it's July 21st, July 22nd. What a week this has been. Friday has been enough all by itself. You know what? For the hell of it, let's listen again to the magic of Messi and MLS. I have a feeling that we're going to be playing more about this. So what happened, Jack?
Yeah, I said we don't have it up. We have a little bit of a technical difficulty with Dave Smith, who is scheduled to be the next host. Kind of peeling back the curtain here a little bit. And we're sorting through a number of different things behind the scenes as we move the operation forward. Yeah, we have someone who had a power outage, apparently, and now he's having difficulty connecting to his axe unit, and apparently his computer's not working on top of it. So, and on top of that, I'm trying to prepare all the sound that you could possibly play. I'm opening folders. I'm A jack of all trades, if you will, at the current moment.
Okay. So I think people, okay, well, damn, that was a lot. The power outage?
Yeah. I mean, it's like when it rains, it pours. There's never an in-between. Either everything's fine in radio or everything collapses, the roof falls down, and we're trying to cover ourselves from the debris that's falling.
Oh, quite vivid. Quite vivid.
Did you like the vivid description?
Do I like it? I don't know if I like it, dislike it. It's just
okay. Fair enough.
It's what it is.
Well, I figured since we weren't face to face, I would give you a very detailed, vivid explanation of what was happening, so you could kind of envision it. I wish I was looking at you, talking to you right now. I can almost envision what you would look like if you were sitting in the studio with your silver headphones, leaning back, looking on your computer, chilling.
Silver headphones?
Yeah, weren't you wearing those types of headphones? I remember the first day I started working here, I was working in the newsroom, and you were in New York. And you came up to me, you're like, hey, I'm JR. And then Stu Kovacs, who was producing your program at the time, said to me, yeah, he's usually not here. And we got in a conversation, and I was saying to myself, wait, I thought I just made friends with one of my new coworkers, but now I've learned that he's going to be remote most of the time. That was a very disappointing moment.
Oh, yeah, but I've never wore a pair of silver headphones in my life.
Oh, I thought maybe they were definitely like the nice Bose Beats, or maybe they were Dr. Dre's.
No, I don't wear that.
Or maybe I was just hallucinating that night. That's also possible.
You were.
Okay.
I'm not a very simple person. I don't care about that stuff. But listen, I appreciate what you did tonight. Thank you.
My pleasure, man. My pleasure. 4 days together next week. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Or actually, not Saturday.
Well, I don't know. I'm not here Saturday. Saturdays, I'm on.
I overspoke.
In New York City on WFAN. Thank you so much, Jack, for a good job tonight. Thank you to everybody who tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'll be back with you Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you miss me in the meantime, you can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Tomorrow, if tonight wasn't enough, if 5 nights is not enough, it's real simple for you. I'll be on WFAN in New York City. You can listen on the free Odyssey app if you are not in the New York City metropolitan area. Thank you to Jack. More importantly, thank you to you, all the listeners. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap. Hope everything works out. I'm done. I'm gone. But don't go anywhere. Dave Smith, he's coming up next. Thank you, Jack.